officially welcome everyone to tonight's call. This is Momentum Mastering, and our topic is all about mastering the now. Just want to welcome all of you back, and really excited to have you here, and really get into today's conversation about mastering the now. At this juncture, I dare say that everybody on this call, anyone that's listening to this as a recording, have heard of Eckhart Tolle, who is author of The Power of Now and A New Earth, and has sold over 3 million copies of The Power of Now since 1999. It's available in 33 different languages. So this whole idea of the power of now is an idea that's resonating really deeply with a lot of people. And you may have found yourself in one of those categories. However, if you're at all like me, maybe you have noticed since learning about the power of now that there are times that you go unconscious. In a moment, I'm going to open up the lines and we're going to really explore that conversation of, you know, where is it that you leave the present moment and go unconscious? Where is it that you leave the present moment and go unconscious? You know, are there times when you're listening to a loved one and notice all of a sudden that you've just asked them a question and missed entirely what they said? Or maybe you notice that you're caught up in mind chatter and ending up missing other large chunks of your day. Or maybe you're noticing it challenging to focus on a single task long enough to get it done and then wonder, you know, where in the heck did that day go? And, of course, I don't know any human being that hasn't had the experience where you've been driving and all of a sudden maybe you miss your exit because caught up in a daydream or some other thought, some otherwise not present, or, you know, can't find something that you've thought that you knew exactly where it was, right? We notice that there's so many distractions keeping us from the present moment. So instead of hearing, you know, what things I have gone unconscious about, what I want to do is open up the lines and hear from those of you listening live, where do you go unconscious? So let's hear from some of you. Where do you leave the present moment and go unconscious?
Michael?
Yeah, Michael.
Hi. Yeah, it happens to me just about any time, anywhere.
Anytime, anywhere, okay.
In the middle of a sentence, in the middle of a thought.
You know what? I love your honesty because the truth is I've noticed it can happen anywhere, any place, any time for me too. Very good.
Well, this is Catherine, and I know that at times the biggest challenge is to try to pretend that you did know what they said. So you don't have to admit you weren't paying attention. All of a sudden I realize I've missed a whole segment and I'm looking over there and he kind of knows I spaced out, you know, and I'm trying best I can to remember the context or something.
Yeah, it's like, what was happening at the beginning of the conversation?
Right.
Oh, yeah. My husband can totally tell when he'll even sometimes just stop talking mid-sentence.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah. Who else? Where do you leave the present moment and go unconscious?
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm the worst at that when I'm in meetings at work or on conference calls at work.
Meetings and conference calls. Yep, that can happen. Who else? Where do you leave the present moment and go unconscious?
This is Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
I just had this experience, so I know that I frequently go unconscious when the topic of money comes up.
Topic of money.
I can barely hear it sometimes.
Yeah. Gotcha on that. And maybe that bleeds into anything else that maybe we don't want to deal with. It's a good time it's a good strategy, right? We'll just ostrich in the sand type. And thanks for sharing that. I really appreciate the vulnerability and the honesty here on this call. How about, here's another time. I know I'll go unconscious if I feel bored or not stimulated enough on the outside, sort of retreating to my own mind as a greater source of entertainment, as though it is more entertaining.
Is Michael?
Yeah, Michael.
I'll give you a couple. One is when I'm tired.
Mm-hmm, good one.
And two is when I'm trying to do more than one thing at a time.
Oh, another good one. Yes. Yep, those are big ones. I'll add, when life occurs as overwhelming, it's easy to go unconscious. And it kind of makes sense, right? Hard to be mm-hmm. present when there's multiple things, even more than one thing going on. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
So as we're exploring where we leave the present moment and go unconscious, and for everyone here to be jotting down and making some notes, where that can happen, and when you believe you're thinking, when you're not believing what you're capable of.
When I'm taking notes.
When you're taking notes. Very good.
Again, trying to do two things at the same time, you know?
Yeah. So if we're talking about the present moment, if we're focusing on mastering the now, why is it important to focus on the present moment? What's available if really we're to master this thing called the present moment?
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness. Awareness truly does occur in the present moment.
It's where we live.
It's absolutely where we live.
Well, and I've heard, this is Gail, that it's all that there is. So it's like our access to everything.
Right. It's all there really is, our access to everything. I certainly would say our access to our place of intuition and creativity. If we're working on a creative project and we can just be totally present, this is where the downloads occur, right? This is where we can connect more deeply with loved ones and have them feel heard and understood. And this is really where we access our greatest source of power. Whether you're working with a client or giving a presentation, this is really where the power flows through. And of course, since this entire series of Momentum Mastery is about creating and sustaining success and inner peace, we may come to learn and find that the more we dwell in the present moment with our attention, that the greater inner peace that we have and we experience. So why else might we want to focus on the present moment and mastering the now?
How you feel right now is truly what's bringing you your future. So whatever you have going on right now, whatever you're focused on right now, is what you're going to bring to your life later.
Yes, yes. True enough, where our attention is absolutely helps co-create the future. Yeah, so why is it so important to focus on the present moment, to master the now? One thing I'll add here is I find the more present I am, the fewer stupid mistakes I make in life. That when my attention is being consciously channeled, there seems to be a little more conscious choice with that, as opposed to just things happening in an unconscious manner. And even memory being better. The more we're going to shift into talking about some skills about being present, and as you begin to flex these five keys to play with about being present, what you'll find is that your memory even becomes better, that you begin to notice more and more things that otherwise would go by the wayside. Just more things get drawn into your field of attention. So anything else that someone would like to add about why it's important to focus on the present moment, why we want more of that?
Well, I have something. Stress.
Ah.
If you're focused on your past, the future, and now, that can be very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Definitely so. And actually, the only way that we can get to a place of stress is by either resisting the now or resisting the past, resisting the future, otherwise being caught up in thought. When we're really, truly in the now, all of our energy here and attention here in the now, it's actually pretty hard to experience stress.
Yeah, I can't begin to tell you how many times it's happened to me where I've had a situation and I've started thinking about, well, how am I going to manage to do this, you know, on an ongoing basis? And then I start thinking, well, if I can just get through it, this right here and now, tomorrow I can worry about what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress just leaves me.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Absolutely. And there's more of us available to take on any given project if we can just direct all of it to the here and the now. Sometimes it blows me away how much can be accomplished when there's no other distraction, when you're worrying about the other 29 items or 100 items on your to-do list. If you're just focused on the one, there's almost a sense of timelessness and ease and effortlessness and accomplishment. So good. So all of this sounds like a pretty good case for mastering the now. So let's talk about 5 keys that you can begin to play with in being more present. And then we're going to give you an exercise that you can take on. Key number one, and we can, with each one of these keys, as we're each listening in to this space, we can actually begin to kind of lean into each one of these 5 keys. So the first key is about engaging the senses. If we're sitting here listening to this call, you may open your eyes and what do you see right now? What's before you? Taking inventory of the colors and the shapes, how much brightness there is, how much natural light. My desk, I'm looking at a glass of water, a crystal ball sitting on my desk, books on my shelves, the purple flowers. What do you see? And then notice what you hear in your environment. As you're hearing the sound of my voice, maybe the hum of a computer in the background, or the tick-tock of a clock. Is there road noise where you are? Really just getting present to the sounds in your environment. And what do you feel right now? Just getting present to physical sensations in the body. Is there any tightness anywhere? Noticing, are your legs crossed? Are your hands or arms touching something? Just checking into physical sensations, how you're feeling. And what do you smell? Just noticing if there's dinner being cooked in the background, the scent of flowers. Smell of fresh air. And what do you taste? A cool glass of water? As I take a sip, piece of gum or a mint. And just resting into the sensations in your body, witnessing those sensations in your body. So often we're in the experience of them and we're so caught up over there looking, yet we're not really aware of the actual looking. So that's key number one, is engaging the senses. Key number two is gratitude and appreciation. If we're finding yourself in a place of distraction and a place of overwhelm, just bringing yourself down to a place of gratitude, getting present, taking inventory of all that you have to be grateful for and appreciate in your life right now. So take a few minutes right now and just even reflect around your room and your life. Just getting present for all that you're grateful for. And then key number three is about connecting to the body and self. And very often, as we're moving through life, it's very easy to spend time upstairs in the head. And many of us, where our point of attention is, it isn't even quite in our head. It's somewhere above our heads, and we're not even physically in our bodies. Which is one reason exercise and activity is such a phenomenal thing to do on a regular basis. So right here, right now, just step into your body. You may already be there by engaging the senses, but really notice your feet on the ground if that's where they are. Feeling the breath rise and fall. Feeling the core of your being, just really stepping into and energetically being present in your body. And we move to key number four, which is to connect to something outside yourself. So a lot of teachers talk about meditation. I love meditation. And meditation isn't necessarily a way to practice being present. It's a way to practice calming the mind, but being present means you're connecting to something outside yourself. So to wherever you may be is to connect with an object outside of yourself, maybe a candle, looking at a candle on my desk, and just for me to get really present with this one object. One object, as I focus my energy and attention there, I'm beginning to flex that getting present muscle. Connecting to something outside ourselves. And we notice this also when we're in exchanges with other people as well. Like, how is it to really be connected to who we're speaking with, as opposed to sometimes the more surface conversations that can go back and forth, and we sort of know the words to say at an unconscious level. Hi, how are you? How's it going? Oh, good. Right? As opposed to really stopping and being present and fully connecting to who that other human being is on the other side, looking into their eyes, like really getting a sense of who they are, their energy, their being, the sweetness of who they are. And then we get to key number five. This is one of my very favorites. And that is embracing reality. So if I'm present to a room full of people and I'm noticing the colors and the shapes and the sounds arising and the smells and the feelings and sensations in the room, and yet I'm resistant at some level. I'm not embracing either there's too much noise or I don't like the music that's on, or you know, there's something else going on in my environment that I'm resisting. it's a very quick way to check out. As soon as we step into a place of resistance, we disconnect. We disconnect from our place of power. It's tough to stay in our power when we're in a place of resistance. And of course, any of you that have been at My Awakening Beyond Achievement events know we talk about all the different facets and flavors of resistance. We'll actually be doing a call in Momentum Mastery in one of the upcoming months, just focusing 100% for an entire hour about resistance and all the ways that it can peer its little head. But just to notice that when we start resisting, we start checking out, which is why when we've got more than one thing going on, we're paying attention here, but then we're also paying attention here. We're resisting giving our full attention to one object. We've already diluted our power. So just having these five keys in mind is going to be really useful as you move forward over the coming week in your dance of exercising that being present muscle. So what we're going to step into are two assignments for this week. And the first one, and both of these are in the book, The Power of Inner Choice, which all of you that are listening to this should have a copy in your hands. If you don't, it's either in the mail on its way to you or will soon be. And you can also always go to the ebook version at the end of lesson number one. You'll see both of these assignments that you're going to be focusing on over the coming week. So the first exercise is about identifying 20 of your current practices in life. And we're going to label these three different ways. So if you look at what are your practices in life, what are you doing every day on a regular basis? You'll find this in page 78 of The Power of Inner Choice. So you'll make a list of your 20 practices and then label them as either are they unconscious, do you do them partially conscious, or are they a fully conscious practice? So for example, if you're get ready in the morning, brush your teeth, get ready is an unconscious practice, then you would label it as that. Or watching television, or sometimes driving the car, believe it or not, has made a lot of people's unconscious list. Then there's partially conscious. Yeah, you do with some degree. Maybe you're preparing breakfast in the morning. Maybe it's about communicating with your kids or your spouse or your partner. Maybe it's exercise. And then look at which of those practices are conscious practices, where they really get your full-on attention. If you're a coach, oftentimes one-on-one coaching can really elicit full consciousness. I've had quilters tell me that's one of the places where they bring their full attention. Yoga can be a fantastic place for full presence. Just spending time in nature is a time where, presence can just expand. But just start with this exercise number one, identifying 20 of your current practices, label them as either conscious, partially conscious, or conscious practices, and moving forward. So here is assignment number two. We're going to talk about now practices. And many of you may know what a now practice is already. If you've read The Power of Inner Choice, a now practice is simply taking something that you're doing in your life every day anyway. So any one of those practices that you just named could be a now practice. It's something that you do every day anyway, but you make a commitment to consciously be more present while doing that activity. So, for example, I believe showering was one of my very first now practices. So we go back to the five keys of being present, engaging the senses. So what am I seeing? All the colors and shapes of the shampoo bottles, the water flowing. I'm seeing my shower curtain. What am I hearing? Is the water streaming down and how the sound changes depending on how it hits my body and lands on the ground. You know, how I feel the heat of the water, the pressure, the sensations as I build up the lather and the shampoo on my head. You know, are there any sore bumps as I'm massaging my head? Does it feel really good? What do you smell? Those, in a shower, the scents of soaps and fresh water. Hopefully you're not doing much tasting in the shower, but taste of soap doesn't taste so good. So that's an example of showering as a now practice. We can also look at listening to a spouse. I had one of my early on now practice participants committed to listening to her spouse as her now practice. And she'd been married for about 17, 18 years. And when she came back after her first week of now practices, her first comment was how horrified she was at how checked out she'd been. So the idea of really taking on a now practice and really deciding to devote 100% attention and focus on listening to her husband turned out to be a really profound experience. And what happened over time is this one little practice ended up completely transforming their relationship. He felt more heard, more understood. They connected more deeply because she was really present and available in that relationship. Here's a relationship, 17, 18 years old, that can be transformed just by bringing 100% presence to. My other clients, we have them focus attention being present with their kids. One woman, mother of three, she said after a few coaching sessions, we gave her some now practices. She said, you know, this one idea has been worth all of the coaching because I feel like I now can connect with my kids. I'm available to them because she, like most other moms, had so many other things to keep track of and, you know, organizing in her head that there wasn't really the actual time where she could be fully present and attentive to her children. And we all know that when you really give that attention to kids, magical things can occur. I've had other people take on things like exercise or spending time with their pet. Somebody asked, well, can you adopt a now practice towards something that you don't really like very much? And I think that's often a good idea because when you bring presence to something, it actually begins to transform the experience. So one couple ended up taking on emptying the dishwasher as a now practice because it was just not their favorite activity at all. But as they think about it, as you get present with emptying the dishwasher, okay, there's all kinds of engaging the senses, all the shapes and colors, right? But there can be a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the dishwasher, for having glasses and plates, silverware. It can be an opportunity to get back connected to the body and the self. Like really being in your body as you're emptying the dishwasher sounds simple and crazy, but actually very, you know, very transforming. Connecting to something outside yourself, of course, being in your body and being connected to your dishes so they don't be, you know, dropping on the ground somewhere. And finally, embracing reality without resistance. Seems simple enough, but what is it to do an activity with no resistance, to just be in the joy of it unfolding, and passing and occurring? Another fantastic one is eating as a now practice. There are whole diet regimens that focus exclusively on just being present with food. Noticing, number one, that what you put into your body, you're really enjoying and is also good for you. Noticing as you're eating, when are you feeling full? And to make the choice then to stop. For me, one of my rules around eating is there are certain foods that if they're just sort of average, and particularly if they're unhealthy, I won't eat them. Certain breads that, I'll only eat bread if it's just really off the charts delicious. I want to conserve my calories to be something I enjoy. And if it's not good, why put it in our bodies at all? Of course, if it's really nutritious, then I get to be really present to the nutrition value and so forth. But eating can be a really interesting now practice. I've had several clients that have said, oh my gosh, there's one place where I really check out. I sit down, I'm either reading the newspaper, and I just wolf down my food, just poof, 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 just like that. Well, then for you, maybe eating is an excellent now practice to really slow down and methodically just be with your food, being really present with each chew, noticing what sensations occur. It can turn an average meal into a gourmet meal by just being really, really present. It will also turn you into a slow eater, which I have to say I am. Those of you that have had a meal with me know that. There's some examples of now practices. What I want to do is open up the lines, and I would love to hear. I like to recommend that everybody take on two now practices. And again, let's go back to the whole purpose of taking on a now practice is so as you step fully into two different now practices, two things that you're doing every day anyway, so this it should be an activity that you're doing on a regular basis. If it's not something you do regularly, like let's say exercise, if you don't already exercise on a regular basis, probably not the best practice for you. I would pick something that you know for sure you'll do at least 5 days a week. Okay, so that's one criteria. And also, let me throw this in as a point. I like to think of interacting with other people as a more complex now practice because there's so many more dynamics going on when we've got another person involved. So if you have one of your now practice that involves other people, like listening to a spouse or making love, sex, another fantastic now practice, then pick a second practice that doesn't involve people. Because what we want to do is when it's just you, there's an opportunity to deepen your presence, that experience of the now, much more than when you've got somebody else that's continually fighting for your attention, right? Because we want you to be expanding this ability to be present. So we're going to open up the lines, and I would love for people to share what two now practices that you are committed to taking on over the next week, but really over the next month. Because as you do, what you'll find naturally occurs is that you become naturally more present in more and more areas of your life. Of all of the lessons in my book, one of the one that is probably responsible for the greatest deepening of awakening and awareness has been now practices, bar none. It's almost funny sometimes that I notice going about things that I'm aware of so much more than certainly 7 years, 10 years ago. These little now practices are super duper powerful. And they'll have a powerful ripple effect in your life. I'm going to come back and open up the lines. So is that Catherine? Did you have a question?
Oh, hey, no, I had my hand raised like 2 segments ago.
Okay.
But I have two cool now practices, though, so I could just say those.
Yeah.
As long as you have me.
Let's do.
Just been so fabulous to listen to these simple ideas restated, because they're all wonderful. So I want to do the unloading the dishwasher thing for sure.
Okay, good.
And then also opening the mail.
Yeah.
Those are two things that'll be fun because I can target in and remember them, and see what happens. It'll be fun to see what happens.
Really good. Yes. So have fun with that. Really,
yeah.
Just expanding the edges of just how present you can be with the dishwasher and opening up mail.
Yeah.
Love it. Fantastic. Very good.
Hi, Mary, Stephanie.
Hi.
My two now practices, one will be driving.
Good.
I find that I'm oftentimes driving and saying, hey, I got home. When did I make that turn?
Mm-hmm.
And the morning rush, getting my children off to school, sometimes I kind of am on automatic, preparing the lunches, preparing the breakfast, and out the door we go. So I think those would be two practices that I can become more engaged and more present in.
Excellent. Love them. Love them. Love them. And you'll find, I don't have kids, so I don't have the experience with that one, but I can tell you with driving how fulfilling, whether it's a 10-minute drive or a 8-hour drive, it's quite remarkable about what occurs in a now practice with driving.
Great.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Thank you.
Nice. Let's see, who has now practices to share? Okay. Oh, anyway, we got a couple here. Fantastic.
Okay. You know, one of the now practices I've always wanted to do, and I just never got around to it, was the exercise of focusing on a candle.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a try over the coming week.
Okay. And is that something that do you have a candle on your desk?
Not yet, but I'm going to get one.
Okay.
I know we have a lot of candles. It's just a matter of getting it.
Okay. So if I'm hearing this right, that you're going to maybe take somewhere between 2 and 5 minutes just to really get present with a candle on your desk each day.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That'll be one of them.
And what's another one?
And the other one is something I already do, although I only do it when there's nice weather outside, which fortunately these days we're having a lot of nice weather, so it's working out. I've been going out on the patio to have lunch.
Yep.
And when the sun is shining, I sit down in a patio chair, and the chairs are like searing hot.
And it is,
I don't know, I mean, call me crazy, but it is an amazing experience to just have that rush of heat throughout your body. I guess it's kind of like, those hot stone massages.
Right. As long as you're not getting burned.
No.
Yeah, but I understand what you mean about kind of that initial, it's almost like getting into a hot tub, right? There's sort of that initial, like, really, really super hot as your body becomes adjusted to it.
Yeah.
And
I'm noticing that I've been trying to pay attention to what exactly I'm feeling throughout my body when I do this.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Love it. Good. So, and here, so you've got the beginning of this, the patio and the lunch, and just allowing that then to expand for the duration of your lunch, really seeing how much there is available, and especially if you're here, you're outside on the lunchtime. I mean, what a delicious experience. I had lunch on my patio today as well.
Yeah. I've got a couple more suggestions that I've done.
Okay.
Well, since I actually met you in person back in December, I decided to take you up on your suggestion of the shower.
Yeah.
And just feeling everything and smelling and it was an amazing experience. And I've done it a few times. Although, you know, there's some days where I'll try to do it and I just can't get into it. I'm not sure why.
Okay. Well, and even there, you know, so it's great you're bringing up that, and especially when we're taking on a now practice, we may find that sometimes it's, you know, we go unconscious about our now practices and even can forget to do them altogether. I had one gal that she had the shower one and just, she would keep forgetting. She'd get out of the shower. She said, I forgot again to do my now practice. I completely checked out. But one thing is just, first off, as soon as we notice that, you know, we've been unconscious, we're actually just now conscious. So even if it's, you know, you're having difficulty getting into presence, it's just be present with, well, what is capturing your attention now? What are the thoughts? What are the feelings? Where is your attention going? And so you can put your attention on that, you know, the thoughts that are arising and occurring. And then you can just gently shift your attention back to the shampoo bottles, back to the sensations of the water, you know, adjusting the water temperature.
Yeah.
So just to bring yourself back. But notice, and this goes for anything, when we're having a hard time getting present, it's like, well, what am I present with? What is what's got my attention. And as soon as we focus it in one place, actually we get more present.
Yeah.
When it's dispersed, it's a little harder to determine.
Yeah, another one?
Yep, okay.
And then I'll let somebody else talk. But another one is having a sip of either a cool drink, like a nice cold glass of water, or a warm drink, depending on how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And just paying attention to as it goes down your throat and as it goes down throughout your body, you can actually feel it going quite deep into your body if you're paying attention.
Yes. Yes. Really good. I love that you're bringing attention to that. And another, it's a great now practice too, because chances are pretty good that throughout the course of your day, you're going to have maybe drink something cold or drink something warm. And if you just make a note of anytime you go to drink something, really paying attention to the temperature and then that filtration all the way down into your body. I love that as a now practice. I've not heard that one before either.
And I've noticed that it's especially sensitive if it's been a while since you've had a sip of water or a sip of something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like your body, the tubes that are going down into your body are kind of dehydrated, and you can just feel them just rehydrating as that liquid is going down. It's
very
a lot
good.
Of fun.
Right, right. I love that. Such a great one. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Really good. Okay, so we're going to go here to Gail in Sedona.
Yeah, hi, Mary.
Hi.
Yeah, I have two that I'm thinking of. One is making the bed.
Mm.
I love to make the bed, but I haven't been bringing now practice to it, so I kind of miss it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, to be present with the texture and the just the experience of straightening it all up in the morning. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And I can see gratitude there and just...
Oh.
Yeah, just really embracing the experience of making the bed with delight.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
And the second one is actually something that I do very rarely, that I want to do more regularly, and I'm clear that if I bring now practice to it, I can hardly wait to do it, and that's like sweeping the front walk.
Mm.
Outside the front of my house is just beautiful jasmine bushes, blossoming. The smell is great. There are rosemary shrubs. There are little quail families walking around. I mean, it's an extraordinary place, and I always hate it when the leaves kind of pile up against the door, but if I bring now to being out there, I think I can go regularly and sweep that off, have the experience of the deliciousness of my front yard, and add in the piece where I don't have to feel upset if I walk up to the door and there's not a bunch of leaves sitting there.
Right. Oh, I love it. Delicious.
Mm.
Sleep in the front walk. Who knew that this could be a means to deepening consciousness and presence, huh?
I know, not me until this call.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for sharing that. Love it. Love it, love it. And I know Stephanie's listening online. If Stephanie, you want to type in your now practices, that would be fantastic. She added that she goes unconscious when trying to listen to someone who's not keeping my attention, or rather, I'm not able to keep my attention on them. Indeed. There we go. We've got one more here. Okay.
I have a question about a now practice.
Yeah.
Or implementing a now practice with time.
With time.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
One of the difficulties I have is being conscious of time.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you have some kind of exercise that a now practice that where, I don't know, somehow I could practice that muscle of being aware of the passage of time.
Mm, okay.
Any suggestions there?
Yeah, well, so let's dig a little bit deeper about what in what context do you want to master time? Is it about being on time somewhere? Is it like in what way would you like to improve your relationship with time?
It's being aware of the passage of time, and when I'm coming up towards an appointment, either that I need to be somewhere or I need to be on a call or something like that.
Okay.
I'm just not aware of the passage of time. It just, you know how they say time flies when you're having a great time?
Yep, when you're completely absorbed somewhere else.
Right. Well, it's always blind for me, I guess. So I must be having a great life.
Yeah. Okay. So how about as a now practice for you is to say if you can take 15 minutes, say the 15 minutes before you have an appointment, to be really, really present during that time. So it's like you're almost present to every minute of that 15 minutes prior to an appointment. So in a way, kind of really slowing down, which partly means planning to be somewhere a little bit earlier, being kind of mindful of when that 15 minutes before where whatever appointment you have is occurring. Does that make sense?
Yes, except that it's much bigger than that. If I actually know that I only have 15 minutes left, I'm pretty good. It's the problem happens when I know there's an hour left and then an hour and a half passes.
Okay.
Before I become aware of time again.
Okay, so there is another assignment that I can give for you. And actually, I'm going to have to find this resource online. I don't know if somebody else is going to be aware of this resource, but there's a place you can go online and you can actually set timers for a little chime to go off. And it can occur, you can do at the top of the hour, you could do it every half hour, every 20 minutes. And I think what could be a great practice for you, I wish I could remember this resource off the top of my head, you basically go and set your computer, and you pick your time block. Okay, every 15 minutes?
I have something like that.
Yep.
And it actually announces the time every 15 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
I get so absorbed that I don't even hear that.
Okay, so this is your now practice. Your now practice is when that is occurring, is to stop and really be present with the chime, with the notification, and to stop and breathe and just get really present in your environment with what's going on. And that's actually the purpose of this website. We talked about it, sort of a meditation website to remind you to stop and take a moment of stillness. So for you, instead of not hearing it, when the alarm goes off, it's stopping and absolutely making it a discipline to stop, get present for an entire minute about what's occurring in your experience, in your body, and everything else. You up for taking that on?
Yeah, if you think that it'll help, I'm game to try it, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm game to do it.
Absolutely. Yep. You've got it. Okay. So,
thank you.
Good. And let's see here. We're going to go to Las Vegas here. Las Vegas, you're on.
I believe the thing that you're talking about is called Focus Booster.
Focus Booster, okay.
I've heard about it, but I haven't actually tried it, but listening to you, I think I need to. That's the whole reason I was raising my hand, that the things that I'm going to be focusing on is listening to my husband and when I'm eating.
Great.
And my food at that moment.
Beautiful. Two phenomenal now practices. Excellent. Before we sign off, what I'd like to do is just check in and hear. We can do it in kind of a laser-like way, just something that you're taking of value from today's call. Something of value you're taking from today's call. And I've got the lines open now. So what's something you're taking of value from today's call?
This is Michael.
Mm-hmm, Michael.
I am going to really try sorry, I am going to really do this exercise of taking a minute every time that this alarm goes off.
Perfect, perfect.
I'm very encouraged. It's the first time that somebody's actually had a suggestion for me, and I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I can't wait to hear about it, and I hope you'll share in the forum about how that goes for you. Excellent. Who else? Something you're taking a value from today's call.
This is Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
I'm taking the thing that's really valuable to me from this call is being on this call with a whole bunch of people willing to share. I got stuff from everybody sharing. It sparked new ideas for me and things like that. So I'm just grateful for the community. That's a value to me.
Yes. Thank you. I agree. It's just so much more dynamic when we hear from others. And what are you taking from today's call? And just one more here. We've got Stephanie in Vegas. She's going to be practice now listening, even when I think I'm bored. Practice blessing the person in the conversation to stay present. So blessing the person, being grateful for them, and also just turning up the volume. What are they really saying? What's really behind the, you know, what's behind their words, the feelings, the emotions, all of that. Really good. And it looks like we've got one more here in Redwood City.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, you're on.
This is Claudia.
Hey, Claudia.
Hi. One thing that I'm realizing is the resistance to do the now.
Mm.
And, just because I do a daily, I am trying to do a daily thing on following the diet, and that's one of the things that they say is to be in the now, and they ask you at the moment that when you eat or when you feel full to, you know, write it down and what are you feeling in that now, you know, in the moment. And I see that even though I've been wanting to be successful at that, I've been resisting that part because it's been difficult for me to just take that moment out to really figure out where I'm at. It's, you know, and it can be as simple as just realizing that it's time to eat, whether I'm hungry or not, and taking the time just to write it down. But I see now listening after, you know, going over resistance on Saturday and then listening to about the now, that really is, you know, important. And knowing where you're at and kind of what you're doing, but what's going on with you physically inside and out, it's a process. It, like you say, it's a practice.
It's a practice. And the more you do it, even just being present to the resistance to the now,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you get present to that, there's something that happens when we bring presence to anything that it helps dissolve resistance.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Great noticing, and I really appreciate you sharing that, because I imagine there's at least a few others on the line here that experience some resistance to the now as well. I think it's very common.
Thank you. One thing I wanted to say that Michael was sharing about how his time and the candle, and, you know, I do yoga, and there's times that I can really clear my mind easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times that, you know, it'll take 20, 25 minutes before I really start getting that chatter out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a practice. I mean, continuously.
And every day is different. And it's only when we can allow the chatter to arise and be present with it instead of fighting it mentally in our minds
mm-hmm.
that we can begin to relax and that not be the dominant part of our experience.
Yeah, and what you just said is how we change every day.
It's hard to
stay on top of ourselves and who we are,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
That's why we want to bring, with everything that we do, is really bringing that sense of compassion.
Exactly.
That compassion, that presence to everything we do. Thank you, Claudia, and a pleasure to meet you on Saturday in San Francisco.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
And so I will look forward to our next call. The focus is really on good vibrations. So another good time to go and read or reread lesson number 2 from Power of Inner Choice. Really going to be talking about essential practices for your success and inner peace. And with that, I just want to wish everybody a phenomenal evening. Bye, everybody.
Thank you very much, Mary.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.